really thrilled. Obviously, the mood among the lads here at the moment is very good, and rightly so. Look, at it's great. We've had a super run all through the Ulster League as such, and I mean crowned off today by lifting a little bit of silverware. It's great.
It's been a new departure, I suppose, for a Sligo team, Michael, playing in the Ulster League. Have you found it beneficial overall for the players and the management?
Look at it. It has been absolutely massive for us, Cahill, to be honest. Look at I think we made history in a couple of ways, I suppose. We're the first Sligo team that I'm aware of that has played in an Ulster competition. And I suppose, again, to get our name onto the shield today is our little bit of history, I suppose. But look at it, in terms of away from winning the trophy today, I think the value of us playing in the Ulster League has been massive in terms of getting competitive games. As you probably aware, there's nothing in terms of a league in Connacht at the moment. So at this time of year, in preparation for the championship in a couple of weeks' time, you'll be working on challenge games and stuff like that. And look, you cannot sort of replicate that the competitive edge in particularly in challenge games as you go along. You know,
just in terms of today's game, Michael, for our listeners that maybe weren't at the match, it looked like down controlled it for long stages, but Sligo coming good towards the end.
To be honest, we played with a bit of a win in the first half, and at half time we probably weren't really happy with our performance. We felt that we didn't really acquit ourselves that well in the first half. We came out and we played against the wind in the second half, and probably the situation got a little bit tougher maybe 12 minutes, 15 minutes into the second half, when we lost a centre half back on a second yellow card. So it meant that we played the last 15-20 minutes with 14 men. But in fairness, the lads, they really dug in, and we kept at it and kept at it and kept at it. And look at, I suppose, it wasn't for the faint-hearted. We got the winning score. We managed to score a goal probably 4 minutes into the 6 minutes of injury time. So look at it came at the right time. But look at, it was definitely drama involved, you know.
At the outset, Michael, what were the overall goals that you and the management team had for this league campaign?
Look at what we were setting out. Really, we you know, there's always Ulster teams are very competitive by their nature, and look at that's what we were looking for. And what we wanted to do setting out is we wanted to play like we were in a really good group. We had teams like Tyrone, Donegal in our group, and what we wanted to be was to be competitive, to test ourselves, to see where we were at, and to compete with the likes of those teams. Those are top teams. And look at the as I said, you can't put a price on the experience it is for the lads to play in that kind of high intensity competition kind type games. So that was really our goal set now, just to be competitive, I suppose, really. And look at today, as I said, was a bonus, and well, was a great feeling to get over the line and win it, you know.
The championship, Michael, has obviously taken a different format in Connacht with the round robin format coming in last year, and obviously you were over the team last year. Is there anything that's majorly different with that format that you have to do in terms of preparation for the players and the management before that?
We're out in about 6 weeks to our first championship game, and as you say, it is played on a round robin basis. I suppose it'll resemble the Ulster League in quite a few ways, like where you have group games. The automatic if you win, if you're top of the group when all the group stages are played, you're automatically in a Connacht final. If it's a thing that you finish second or third, actually play then in a kind of a semi-final to get to earn the right to play in the Connacht final after that. So look at there can be lots of twists and turns in it, but look at it, you definitely have to take it game by game, and you know I suppose every game is important, but you have to take it game by game, I suppose, really, you know.
Michael, just finally, what are realistic expectations for this Sligo minor team now for this summer?
We've gone well over the last few weeks. We've given a really good account of ourselves with some quality teams in Ulster, and look, we're going well at the moment. As I said, we play championship in 6 weeks' time, and look at, you know, I suppose the trick for us is to keep the guys going, and get them. Look, realistically, you know, the big two in Connacht are still the big two with respect to everybody else. Galway, Mayo traditionally have been the teams to beat. And look at, you know, when any day you play those guys in championship, you're up against it. But look at, we fancy that we'll definitely be competitive, and hopefully on any given day we can match any of the teams, you know. So that's what we'd be hoping.